the most beautiful part of all recovery, the discovery of the trust issues, the discovery of the open issues inside of us. See, basically, we're scared little children. We're scared to really grow. We're scared to reach out. We're scared to develop our potential. What the inventory step does for us, it says, look at yourself. Realize that inside of you, your higher power, your God, has given you everything that you need in life. Every aspect of self. The higher power has already given to you everything you need for your growth and for your development. We have that potential inside of us. It is our duty and our responsibility to discover it. And discover it slowly. Don't push yourself. Take your time. Remember something else about our inventory process. We'll only be able to inventory and look at the things we are ready to inventory. A little bit at a time. Because this program we're talking about today is a one day at a time program until 2 days after we are dead. We take our time. We work on it. It's simple and it's basic. We also begin to understand in the inventory process how special this process is. And as we begin to look at our inventory, it's so nice to be able to release and let all of this stuff out of us and begin to put it on paper and begin to give ourselves permission to understand the gift that we have within ourselves as a person. You see, in the inventory step, the fourth step, we actually are giving ourselves permission to begin a very special process called affirmation, to affirm who we are, to look at ourselves in positive directions, to begin to see the beautiful, affirming person within us. What's so special is that as we reconstruct our childhood, as we reconstruct our family, we actually begin now to experience that beautiful concept of a new me. We have said over and over again how special it is to celebrate yourself, to see yourself, and to develop the very special person within you. If you do that, then your potential comes alive and your beauty comes alive. So please, in the fourth step, give yourself permission to inventory the person that you are. Give yourself permission to begin to experience the new person within you. Give yourself permission to begin to look at yourself. Look at every aspect of yourself, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, but especially that little spirit. Remember to free the Snoopy inside of you. Remember to free the little child within. Remember to give yourself permission to begin to experience that little child. If you do, you will experience a complete newness inside of yourself as a person. The fourth step is a beautiful step because this step gives us permission to be able to look at ourselves and gives us permission to be able to begin the growth process inside of us. This step also gives us permission to begin to really explore and develop the person within us. Having now gone through the fourth step and having experienced a discovery of our history and having looked at the potential and the beauty inside of us, we now begin the next stage of our recovery and the next stage of our growth, which is a very powerful and special stage, the fifth step. In this step, we learn to develop inside of ourselves that very beautiful and that very special spirit, the spirit of trust. The spirit of growth. So many of us, as a result of our dysfunctional situations in our life, have learned not to trust. We have learned to basically question everything. We have learned not to look at things through the eyes of faith. We have learned deep down inside to run away from situations. We have learned to look at everything through the eyes of mistrust. And again, it goes back to the fact of our little child. If your little child has felt terror and fear, then basically it will not trust. It will look for the angle. So many of us always look at life from the dark side. And that's why it's so important in this fifth step. And in the wisdom of how this program was put together, they now teach us ways in